Izzo, what up, y'all? Busy damn day. Shout out to all my nonstop workers around the world. Thank you for everybody who's been supporting and visiting us at our website, www.daus.me. Shout out to everybody who's joined my mailing list, the Mr. Heard mailing list. All right. Shout out to all of you guys who are liking my stuff on Reverb Nation and SoundCloud. Thank you. Also, everyone in SoundClick who's been leaving comments and checking out the beats and instrumentals, thank you. Also, all of the folks who grabbed some of my music from my album, Third Bass. Also, the hit single, What Kind of Drink Would She Pass Me? Thank you all for supporting. You all have about another month to buy What Kind of Drink Would She Pass Me and purchase Third Bass, the songs from Third Bass, before you no longer have the opportunity to do so. You guys will have to wait till my next release, which is still untitled, but in the works. So, yeah, I'm here at the office, brushing up on some things, kind of behind on work. I was supposed to send out a few edits yesterday. I got behind, had some meetings to tend to. Those got pushed around. Schedules got rearranged. So I'm just being able to get back to the editing block to bring these works to a close. I don't have too much work to do to them, but I've been really trying to address the issue of loudness and perceived loudness. You know, some folks have those issues. We've been having those issues since the technology change. We've upgraded our system, so we are no longer using Logic. We're now using Cubase, but this Cubase has a lot of things that are implemented to address the loudness perception thing that's been going on and occurring. So we're doing a lot of reading up on that to see how softwares have been developing and upgrading themselves to account for those kind of things. Haven't exactly been able to find anything super concrete as a solution. It's kind of like a trial and error thing, so I'll have to use my skills as a producer to figure out what would be the best solution to get our mixes playing at the appropriate levels, or at the levels we believe are appropriate for our standards. So that's what I'm doing in here. Not a lot of guys understand that this kind of stuff is necessary. They don't know that it's important, but it is, you know, to keep a certain quality, to keep a certain quality being pursued or presented, or, you know, just to maintain a certain level of quality. So it's going down. So it's just two tracks with two verses. I'll let you guys, I guess you could just kind of listen in. It shouldn't take me any more than maybe kind of like 20 minutes to bring this thing up to a wrap. So you guys will hear it.
My seeds to problem. Take some keys off my belt. Put some D's in my wallet. All right. No rats in my pockets, so my
chest. That's a little.
2018, we'll be tasting that teddy.
Yep. So I'm just bringing this to a close, man. So we wanna lower this music a bit.
When it's all said and done, we gonna need the confetti. I pull up to the track.
You know, we'll do a light EQ on this vocal here. Now there's two vocals. There's a lead and then a double on it. So we're going to EQ, we're going to put a heavy EQ on the dub. Alright, so we're going to drop the competing frequencies for the most part, so that you get less of that, you hear less of that double. It's not that it's not there, you still hear it, but again, like I said, we removed some of the competing frequencies, so it's now behind our lead vocal. I'm still adding some thickness, but, you know, different, not as heavy. So if you hear it now, it's like one vocal. I'll drop the music out.
If I see it's a problem, take the G's off my belt, put some G's on my wallet.
If you really turn it up
in my pocket, so my cheese still solid.
You can hear that double.
2018, but we taste.
But once we turn that music on, it sounds like one vocal, which is what we want. You know, we don't want it sounding too much like, we don't want to hear too much of that dub. A lot of guys nowadays are like, nah, I want to hear that. I want to hear that because they think it sounds cool. But, you know, I did that when I was younger. It's like, oh my gosh, I got a double and it sounds crazy. Oh my gosh, one of the tracks is out of phase. It sounds so amazing. It sounds so cool. But then you learn when you listen to the professional records that none of them actually sound like that. So I got my leveling from Diddy. You know what I'm saying? I watched when I was younger coming up, I watched a lot of video of him in studio sessions, and I kind of, not just him in the sessions, but I listened to a lot of the work that he put out and considered to be well done. And what I noticed was that all of the doubles and things that he had were always kind of neatly placed behind things. They were all placed. None of it was all the same level, you know? So I definitely started making sure that I incorporated that. You know, I started trying to have a clean sounding recording at the end, not one that just sounded exciting. So that's what a lot of guys get confused. They'll say exciting sounds dope, but sometimes exciting is really noisy, you know? So these are all words that we kind of try to use to explain or to navigate this audio science world. So shout out to Diddy.
Bitch, I come from the bottom. I get off of the dome. If I see it's a problem, take the G's off my belt. Put some G's in my wallet. Ain't no rats in my pocket, so my cheese still solid. 2018, but we chasing that teddy. Some of my niggas employed, but they whipping that Betty. Breaking bread with the gang. Fuck the bitch off the Henny. When it's all said and done, we gon' need the confetti. I pull up to the track, they think I'm driving a hearse. I'ma have the last lap, they wanna bury me first. A quarterback in the nick, they be smoking the gas. I'm quarterback in the bitch, leave that hoe in the past. I got my mind on my money, I put my hoe in the dash. Ain't no squares on my circle, we don't even rock plaid. I put the bag over bait, so she don't know where I stay. Cause if
he said, ain't no squares in my circle, we don't even rock plaid. Damn, them niggas is dodging some squares.
I get my niggas the game. Man, I do it for fun. I'm just a youngin', but I'm trying to do it bigger than
yeah. So I've been doing this kind of work, man, since 14, man, you know. It's gotten a lot easier to do, you know, after you learn all the difficult stuff. It's just kind of steps and processes, but, you know, I enjoy it. I really enjoy when I'm working on a song that's like the shit, but, you know, and this is the second verse. This is Richie Balboa. I'm actually really excited to be working with this guy. So, stay tuned.
They don't know I'm icy, flows they wanna copy. Putting in work and love just like I'm Rocky. Bitches wanna top me, wanted to come and stop me. Flows unbearable, take me just like an oxy. Raps worse like man, nah, you cannot box me. MVP top me, shit, I just spike me. The great to ever done it, stay true, kept it a 100. Used to laugh at me, the hoes not getting gutted. Nigga don't let me stomach this rap, nigga, I'm running. This rap, nigga, I'm running.
So that's gonna be damn near all we need to adjust here. I'm just gonna check the final output. I'll add that guy. Let's try to. I'm gonna push this. All right.
Bitch, I come from the bottom. I get off of the dome. If I see it's a problem, take some G's on my belt. Put some G's in my wallet. Ain't no rats in my pocket, so my cheese come solid. 2018, but we chasing that teddy. Some of my niggas employed, but they whipping that Betty. Breaking bread with the gang. Fuck the bitch up the Henny. When it's all said and done, we gon' need the confetti. I pull up to the track, they think I'm driving a hearse. I'm ahead of last life, they wanna bury me first. The quarterback and the nick, they be smoking.
I'm running. This rat nigga, I'm running.
All right, and that's the little young fade out. So I'll give that the bounce. Alright, and that's a go. So we got one more of these guys. Shout out to everybody that's been checking out that player-ish over at www.daus.me. Alright. Go check it out. Go check it out. The password is Snowday. S-N-O-W-D-A-Y. So go check that out. Go check that out. Alright, so I'll go in. I got one more adjustment to make on the second track. The second recording. So that's one project. This is two project. Alright. Okay, that's acting like a jerk.
Mama,
here we go.
Man, this is for everybody that lost somebody, man. Little bro told me to get on this John. I did it for him. I'd do anything for little bro.
Little bro said it.
Hey.
Shout out to little bro.
Where we come from.
Hey.
Fucked up, stepped on, man, and all that.
Shout out to little bro.
Cool, man. We're supposed to motivate each other, man.
Adapting to the struggle, man, it taught me how to hustle. Had to learn to be a man and stay far away from trouble. So I
same,
laugh when
same situation with those that double. We're gonna pull it down.
See what I'm saying? Watching my surroundings.
Don't want that.
Got me moving.
We wanna hear less of that.
Different nigga, different bad.
Now we're gonna go and address it with an EQ. If you can make adjustments in a non-deconstructive fashion, you should try to do so. So if you can edit your work without actually permanently changing the original recording, or if you can influence the recording without compromising the original recording, then you're good. Or without compromising the original integrity of the content, then you're good. That's what you want to do. And it also helps you in the event that you have to reverse, you know, some steps. So definitely go with non-deconstructive editing, guys. Non-deconstructive. You don't want to deconstruct things. You want to just kind of build on it.
Cool, man. We're supposed to motivate each other, man.
Adapting to the struggle, man.
You see
taught
that?
Me how to hustle.
It's a lot easier.
Being man and stay far away from trouble. So I laugh when I hear niggas talking about what they gonna do to me. I'd rather have my.
Now, it's weird, too, because rap now has a different standard. Guys just want to hear themselves. They don't really care about a lot of things.
Can't wait for bitches, she ain't all about the cash life. I'm trying to see the future, but she asked me about my past life. These broke bitches give me no choice. Why they acting like the pussy cost a Rolls Royce? Nah, I told Richie drop the instrumental. And now we in here doing damage, fuck the incidentals. Damn, can't trust nobody, got my back against the wall. I'm stuck to stand up, nigga, I can never fall. Surrounded by some niggas that'll pull up when I call. And that's the same reason I can never take a loss. Don't love me in the end, it's game, love me from the start. These niggas show love, but they don't fuck with me at all. I'ma bring it to the light before they pull up in the dark. I'm really worth the game, and I'ma give it to my dog.
Well, there's a half knock, cause mama ain't had much. Used to wish upon a star, but fuck it, I had bad luck. Now I'm fucking bags up, we wouldn't just this add up. Cup in my hand, then we use it like a platter. My bitch is getting badder, and they ass badder. Putting in that work, could've lost my life the first. Gun to my scalp, still talking, I'm the worst. But I pray to God every day, cause I ain't in the dirt. My homies lost their life, man, this shit ain't even right. My other homie went to jail, I ain't got the kite. But when he came home, man, I got my nigga right. It calls to be the boss, so I give my nigga twice.
Yeah, and that's kinda, that's about it. That just about brings us to a wrap, man. So, definitely visit the website, guys. I'm gonna go ahead and get out of here, send these things out, and I'll catch back up with you guys.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.